Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, August 18th, and you're listening to the big call. And welcome, everybody. Hope you're all doing well out there. As I said in the pre-recording discussion with Sue and Bob. I'm sorry, Sue? Hello?
Keep going. Yes, keep going.
Yeah, she's still laughing. She's going to laugh. Sue's in a mood to laugh, and I'm trying to get this call started, but that's okay. We'll entertain Sue's laughter. Okay. So welcome, everybody. Glad to have you here tonight. We'll see how everything goes tonight. I'm making a recovery physically, getting stronger, and hopefully be peaking tonight or tomorrow. I hope I can get it all back. So for those of you listening, thank you for your prayers. Pray constantly, the Bible says, or pray without ceasing. Pray for all of us, even Bob, Sue, and the Brew Man. That's me. Thing about Bob was he had a good week in the Dallas area, but he played golf on Friday in 100 degrees, and that'll zap you. That'll take the energy out of you. But Bob is back and recuperating essentially from the week, and we're looking forward to having him on the call tonight. So let's do this. Where am I in this whole thing, Sue? Oh, yeah. Let me pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another wonderful exhortation that Sue has prepared for us. So let's do that. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything that you are to us and in us. Thank you that we have everything that we have as a result of you and what you've put into us, what you've given us to our spirit, to our soul, and yes, even to our physical body. Thank you for all that you do for us. Continue, Lord God, to heal us and bless us and bring about this miraculous blessing. We ask and we speak it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sue, let's go into the magic of Sue and into the wonderment of the teaching from God's Word.
Thank you, Bruce. And I think this will be very... Well, listen to the words, and I think it'll be very elevating. Strategies of the Spirit. We decree we're entering this room. I don't know. That's what I was do.
Bob, do you hear that? Do you hear that static?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now it
sounds like it stopped now.
No, it's still going pretty heavy.
Somebody's trying to sabotage our call, I think. I don't know how.
Yeah. Okay, now it's good.
Sue, will you start over, honey?
Of course, okay. Of course. Strategies of the Spirit. We decree we're entering this season of increased dunamis, entering the season of increased kingdom energy.
Mm-hmm.
We're entering the season of kingdom fireworks. To accurately interpret the era in which he lived, Daniel received insight and understanding through various means. He would study and pray through the meaning behind dreams, visions, and prophetic words. Really
Sue, hard. Do you think it's worth trying to just restart the call?
I do. Yes.
Let's come back in.
Good job.
All right.
Yep.
Let's come back in. Ready? Begin.
Okay. Good job. Yep.
Okay, I'm in. I'm here. Sue, are you back in? Okay.
Yep. Good.
Why don't
very,
you start over? Let's see how it goes.
It's the call is that you know that it's already recording, yes?
I heard the same prompt you did.
Okay, good, good. Okay. Hold on, let me go. Very, very good call. Okay. Take two. Strategies of the Spirit. We decree we're entering the season of increased dunamis, entering the season of increased kingdom energy. We're entering the season of kingdom fireworks. To accurately interpret the era in which he lived, Daniel received insight and understanding through various means. He would study and pray through the meaning behind dreams, visions, and prophetic words. Daniel could solve complex mysteries, which speaks to things that are hidden from the obvious. And he also interpreted angelic visitations and what those angels communicated to him. Daniel accomplished all these things through Holy Spirit inspiration. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit is our helper and teacher in John 14:26. One way in which Holy Spirit assists us is through angels. Hebrews 1:14 says, Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? We need to understand this as it is instructive for our times. Thousands of angels had assisted the people of God in getting out of Babylonian captivity. It was not just the archangels, Michael and Gabriel, but also the angel armies they commanded who battled against the prince of Persia, a demon prince, and his demon armies. This angel division has not stopped working. It worked with God in heaven, and it works with us on earth. There are simply times when, in spiritual conflict on earth, we must have the assistance of the mighty cavalry, Christ, and the cavalry coming to our aid. It is available, and one of the greatest benefits Holy Spirit is bringing to assist the glorious Christ that is being reborn. This division has not died. There are no angel graveyards. They have not been retired. They are available as Holy Spirit leads, and we need to start getting the understanding of that spiritual dimension into our thinking. I believe we're now moving into an era where angel armies activated by the Holy Spirit will bring to pass with Christ, helping to bring the strategies of Holy Spirit on earth. The greatest decade ever planned by Holy Spirit is now unfolding before us, and we're going to see more Christed activity, angel activity, and more divisions of angels released to assist us than in any other time in all of world history. King Jesus will experience the backing of heaven's cavalry. They are here to assist God's heirs, the joint heirs with Christ, you and I, and those we know. And they're going to do exactly that. And just as Elisha's servant saw, there are more of heaven's elite warriors with us than those that are against us. Holy Spirit, thank you that even now your angels and Christ are working on behalf of your people. Thank you for the backing of heaven's army. Infuse us with new zeal today to see your kingdom come and your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sue. Yeah. Thank you for powering through the static that was coming over the call.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. That we didn't stop and you continued with it and did a wonderful job on that teaching. And thank you for it. Yeah. It's, you know, the power of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis, as the teaching started out, is really that power that Jesus gave us through the Holy Spirit when he said, it's important or imperative that I go, meaning to ascend to heaven. And he did that 40 days after Pentecost to go to heaven, and that he was going to send us another. Now, that was the other that he was sending us, was the third member of the Godhead, or the Trinity, or the triune God, or the three-part God. That third part was the Holy Spirit. And that's where we receive our power. And that's where the Bible talks about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. You know, have you been baptized since you believed? Meaning, since you made a confession of faith in Jesus Christ, have you been baptized in the power of the Holy Spirit? And that's really what we're talking about. That's where our power really comes from. Power to do the things that Jesus did when he was on the earth. And when he comes back, and that's after the church, the body of Christ, is called out of this earth one day in a twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those of us who remain on earth will be caught up to meet Christ in the air. And from then on, we will forever be with the Lord. We will come back after the tribulation period, not before, not mid, but at the end for the Battle of Armageddon. I believe we will witness some of that that's going on. And it's going to be fascinating. Now, is Jesus our King? Not yet. But when he's our Savior, but when he comes back and for the millennial reign, he will rule and reign from David's throne, meaning in Jerusalem, in the new Jerusalem, which will be the millennial reign, 1,000 years. He will rule and reign the entire earth, everyone, everybody, in a perfect millennial kingdom. That's the kingdom from heaven that will be brought down to earth. And Jesus will rule and reign as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, but King of Kings. And that's going to be something we will witness and come back to earth with other saints. When I say saints, I'm talking about people that have accepted Christ as their Savior and followed him. We'll come back. Now, will we all be in Jerusalem? And that new kingdom is going to be 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles deep, and 1,500 miles tall. Figure, it may not be a cube. It could be more of a pyramid. I've had some guys talk about that. Don't know. But I know it's going to be a good landmass, 1,500 miles all over the place, in the New Jerusalem. So that'll be something to witness. And we'll be in resurrection bodies. And yes, we will eat if we choose to. When Jesus showed up after the crucifixion in a resurrection body, he was interdimensional. He could walk through walls. He could transport himself all over the place in a split second. I think we'll get to do that too. He did eat fish and bread with his disciples. It's just really going to be something that we will also get to enjoy. So, did I get that from your teaching, Sue? No, not really, but I enjoyed it. It was a good teaching. I'm going to have to give it to Bob so Bob can give us what he got from that teaching amidst the static. But who knows? Well, we know who brought that, don't we? Okay, Sue. Thank you for that teaching, Sue. I appreciate it. Bob, take it away, please.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. It feels like it's been a long time since I've heard one of your teachings. And I'm very happy to be able to have this again as part of my week. And I love this teaching about the kingdom energy and the power that Daniel had to call upon the angels and be an interpreter for the people as to what the angels were saying. It's a really great power to have that. He was definitely connected, and we too can inspire to be connected like that as well, and derive our inspiration from the Holy Spirit. We can focus on it. We can choose that's what we want to be like. And we can focus each day as we rise, and we can pray each day, and we can beckon and ask to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that the very asking will make it manifest by default. That these are elite warriors that the teaching brought forward as players on the stage are the reinforcements, because we here on Earth are the humans on Earth, and we're the front line, and we can stand fast, and we can speak out, and we can infuse ourselves by partaking in the Holy Spirit power, that power of love, and we can hold up that power, that Holy Spirit, as our shield and as a sword to cast out those entities who will seek to create evil, who will infect and will kill. And the Holy Spirit is our weapons of choice, our shield and sword. And we can call on the angels to watch our back. We can stand strong and tall, and we can say we're the front line. We need these beautiful entities to come and to have our back, and to constantly give us more of the power of the Holy Spirit as we strive forward. And because of that, we can have faith and courage in the midst of evil, and we can expect to triumph as well. And we can in that triumph, we can lay a beautiful glide path for the coming.
I like the glide path too, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah. Glide path, yeah. That's good, Bob. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. That's really good. Yeah. Sue, what would you say about this teaching tonight?
Well, it's really, it's interesting. Every week it's so different, and we miss you, Bob.
yeah, we did.
What I got out of the teaching, and I think I need to say this very prominently, I'm a futurist. And what I get fascinated with is where we are in understanding our understanding of reality, our epistemology, like what we believe, how we believe it, how we know it, epistemic revelation. And what I loved about this teaching, and what I loved about what you said, Bruce, and what I loved about what Bob said, We are all unified in a Christed vision and intention. That stands as our unity, as our fierce knowing, as our fierce commitment, as our true mission. And I think what's also interesting is that we now know with organizations like the Academy for Post-Material Science, quantum physics, superstring theory, none of these have been actually really knitted together prominently to date. So they're a whole new system. But the new system that we're about to step into is going to show the imminence of our holiness. And why do I say that? Because our holiness is not outside of us. It's a direct experience of the Holy Spirit. And the direct experience that we can access, and this is where the science comes in, multidimensional, nonlinear access to the specific realms. As long as we're specific, the angelic realms, these access to our ability to know that we're actually connected to everything in the universe. And we can focus our attention and our healing abilities so that we call on Christ, we call on angel armies. But if you add Christ's teachings and then the science that's out there, quantum biology, quantum neuroscience, that says your thoughts, your prayers, your focus can be so trained that you'll be picking up on realities beyond this dimension, beyond the 3D, beyond 4D, 5D, 6D, 7D, 8D. And why this is important, and what this teaching was pointing to, is why limit yourself? You're not just thinking about Christ in your head and your body, why not access the whole, everything that's available, calling on Christ, calling on the angel armies, calling on all the light that serves the office of the Christ, all the light that serves the office of the Christ, and the cleansing and the beauty and the restoration of Earth in its most pristine, spectacular dunamis. That's, but it takes will. That's going to be my segment. That takes, like, I will not bend my knee to anything less than the most pristine, absolute, clearest commitment and power of the Holy Spirit with Christ to do what I'm here to do. And when you have that eye single and you're focusing like that, you are accessing, you know, I'm always going to say it, and I think we're doing it together, these things and greater. You've got to believe you're not, you've got to believe, in my, this is my opinion, you've got to believe there is no limit. It has to be practiced. You don't do it, but you're not going to go flying off a building. But what's in all of us is so spectacular, it's breathtaking. And that's our pure consciousness in Christ. And that is access to realms that we haven't been. It's just been squashed down. There, people don't want you to know the power that you can access. They just don't.
Yeah, that's right.
So
That's true.
Those are my thoughts.
And thank you, Sue. That was good. I appreciate the teaching, and I hope everybody else appreciates the teaching and the comments that we all made. So thank you for it.
Thank you.
Now, as we move into our prayer and praise segment,
yeah.
Let's see if we have any prayer requests.
Okay.
If you want to toss one to me, I'll take it if you think I should.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to pray for a member of the pod, Liana, who had food poisoning. And she just felt really horrible, and everybody in your family was sick. So why don't you take that one, Bruce?
Okay. All right. Liana, I'm sorry you had the food poisoning. We've probably all been there one time or another. It's not pretty. When we thank you that, we thank God that you are going to be healed, and you are already healed in Jesus' name. I don't know how long ago you had the food poisoning or how long it will last in your body, but I know your body's trying to eradicate it. Usually it means you're coming out both ends, usually on something like that. And if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. Just drink water, get rest, and let's pray to be healed. Lord God, we pray for Liana to be completely healed of this food poisoning, that you'd strengthen her, give her body strength, allow her to get rehydrated, drink plenty of water, and just be completely healed of this food poisoning. We speak it now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Okay, that was good, Bruce. Okay, so let's do this.
Any more? Toss it over.
Yep.
Toss me another
we
one
do.
If you want to.
We have Liana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to do the rest. So, hi, my son and I have a very rare genetic disease with no cure called Farr's disease. My son has just turned 20 years old and I'm in my 50s. I've been praying every day for a cure. I was also the victim of domestic abuse by my ex-husband, and I've been forced to sell the only home my son has ever known. I have no idea if we will be homeless. I pray to God to find me a suitable home for us and ask this through Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay,
so I made a decision to do this sort of special thing that I learned about. And so this is what we're going to do. I'd like everybody to shut their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And just put your hand on your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to realize that 95% of the way people perceive is really a projection of the past. And so what I want you to do is I want you to imagine, literally imagine, just get into this feeling state, and I'm going to do this week, that you literally went into a new reality where there was no limitation. You're in a new dimension, which is faith. It's pure. It's untainted by the past. So I want you to imagine that limitation is in the past, and we're calling on Christ to fill you with the most powerful inflow of this new, pure, clear reality of the ideal home. You're free from worry. You're not looping about what happened to you. And you're literally seeing in your mind's eye the most powerful, beautiful images of safety, of substance, of everything that you could want. Feel that coming into your mind, into your heart, into your body. And feel it as if literally a mirror of pure divine love. That's Christ and the Holy Spirit was beaming you with the ability to hold that strength, hold that frequency, hold that love. It's literally, it was like you had a mirror showing, this is who you are. This is who you are. This is who you are. And it was like right in front of you, and it's going to stay in front of you so you can remember to see the truth of your pure consciousness in Christ and hold that like a beam towards what you want. Towards what you want. And everybody on this call, one of the things that has never happened, you haven't stood in front of Jesus Christ. But you need to act as if that's who's standing in front of you, beaming you. That is his accessibility. But nobody ever showed you. That's what you've missed your whole life, is nobody mirrored your divine reality to you. Nobody. No school, no parent, no nothing. They didn't have access to that. Christ is pure frequency. He's healing you. He's right. Just walk with it. Practice it for even 10 seconds. And you will feel what it's like to have the beam, the strengthened beam, the dunamis of Christ running through your body. You cannot think two different thoughts at the same time. It's spiritually and physiologically impossible. So you walk, Kenny, Carrie, and Kevin, and everybody listening, practice walking as if there was a mirror finally seeing the real you in Christ, fully restored, and everything working out. And watch what happens to your thinking, as if there was never a limitation in your past, and that's the only thing you're going to remember. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. Amen. Good one, Sue. Good one.
Thank you, Bruce.
Are we up to Jeannie yet?
Not yet. One more, and then Jeannie.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Sherry. I live in northern Nevada. I've been homeless since the 8th of this month.
Mm.
I've been sleeping in the desert with my dog and my vehicle. We don't have much and definitely don't have AC. It's been on average 90 to 95. Please pray for us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
What is her name again, Sue?
This is Jerry. I think it's a man.
Jerry, because
it's spelled J-E-R-R-Y.
J-E. Yeah, okay.
So, Jerry, the first thing I want to say, you're unhoused. You're unhoused. And so is Christ for a lot of his life.
Yeah, you know,
it's kind of an important, a lot of things that are on this planet are inverses of what really matters. So take the shame out of being in your car. Take the victim out of that, even though I understand it. Just take that out. And imagine that right now, you are literally living in the purest frequency of courage you could ever touch. You're literally touching the door of pure spirit living. Yes, it's hot, but your mind is overcoming it. Yes, you're with your dog, but your mind is overcoming it. Your mind and heart, let me say that. Yes, you're in this situation, but your situation doesn't define who you are. It's not who you are. Of course we pray for your release. Of course. But don't let your nobility as a spirit shrink to your circumstances, because that's not the truth. That is not the truth. The truth is that you're being shown how powerful you are. You're being shown how powerful you are, not to believe that anything outside of you has any power.
Right.
Nothing outside of you has any power. Only what's in your heart, only what you own, only what you identify with. And so we see you filled with this huge thank you. You've given me everything to return to who I really am. There are lots of people in houses with this and that. They are clueless. Clueless. And what a gift before the RV to be shown your full power, your full beauty, even in these circumstances. Wow. It's being given to you as a blessing. And so ask, and we ask that this blessing expand into the understanding of how to walk in spirit and in abundance, that you recovered your full self, that you know your full self, and that you're loved by everyone on the big call, everybody on the big call that's ever gone through anything of a hard time, and most of us have. But it was all showing us who we are if we chose to see the blessing. In Jesus' name, we pray for you and say amen.
Amen. And Jerry, I hope you and your puppy dog can appreciate the beauty of the desert. I know you're north of Area 51 and probably somewhere near Tonopah or Lenapah up in that area. Just keep your eyes open, keep your eyes to the skies, and continue to believe for a resolution to your situation in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. See, I've driven, Sue. Thank you. I've driven from Las Vegas to Reno and had to go around Area 51 and up through those small towns. Don't get a ticket going through Lenapah or Tonopah. And it's quite a trip, really. You know, I was outside Area 51, and they have these white security SUVs at the time that were kind of there, staged, and they're checking me out, and I'm checking them out. And I guess that's really the way it goes. But
well, and I think that the thing for all of us really is, which is why we all come to the call, is doing it by yourself. There's some really good parts, depending on how you're wired. But then it's just to be seen and say, hey, I'm going through this time. But then to have somebody say, hey, we're right there with you.
Yep.
Look at what we're doing together. That's the part that's important. So let's go into Jeannie because
right.
It's 9:43. Okay.
Okay, roger that. Wow.
2 weeks of mercy sets a person free. Forgive and you will be forgiven, and give and you will receive. St. Augustine. Thank you so much, everyone, for your prayers for baby Cole. No updates yet. And for my friend, spouse Bobby, who was discharged yesterday from the hospital and is recuperating slowly at home. Prayers are very appreciated. Heavenly Father, loving Father, forgiving Father, merciful Father, please help us give us the humility to wait upon you and persistence to never give up on our prayers, and even when the answer feels delayed. Strengthen our faith so that we may trust in your generous grace. Sometimes our prayers are not answered in the way or at the time we expect, but that doesn't mean that God has forgotten us. Faith teaches us to trust that God will give us what we truly need and when it will happen. Some of us are praying for health, healing, finances, house issues, home repairs, family, friends, etc., 800s, medical bed appointments, and other issues. Don't give up. We need to keep praying, bringing our fears, tears, and hopes to Christ. May we all have the courage to pray with perseverance, the humility to trust God's wisdom and faith, to believe that his mercy is greater than every obstacle. We continue to pray for our awesome leaders, Bruce, Sue, Bob, and also everyone behind the scenes, for the millions of listeners, health and finances, for our family and friends, for our country, military, and freedom, for all the people affected by the powerful magnitude 7.7 earthquake in Indonesia, for everyone still affected by the wildfires, for this RV blessing and med beds to be available to us hopefully this week, this month, before Labor Day weekend. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Romans 12:12, to find deep gladness and peace by trusting God's future promises, even when life is hard. Wishing everyone a blessed week, we pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen, Jeannie.
Wow. Thank you, Jeannie. That was a teaching in and of itself. And you know what's interesting? I had not heard about that 7.7 earthquake in Indonesia. I didn't even know about it till Jeannie brought that out. Man, it's just incredible, isn't it? And I'll have something to say about Indonesia in my segment, so stay tuned. Thank you, Sue. Great job. Prayer and praise. Jerry, stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. Make sure that puppy has some cool water. All right, Sue. Tell us what it is you would like to say tonight for your segment, Sue, as I get a drink of water.
You get a good drink of water, Bruce.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be a very interesting segment, at least I sense from emails we've been getting. And it's called Let's Get Curious About the Creativity and the Will for God's Good Inside You. I'm going to scroll down to get some testimonials here, which are interesting. I had no idea that one booklet could untangle 6 months of overthinking. I'd been staring at my launch plan, feeling like I was missing something, adding more and more strategy, documents that just made the picture get blurrier. This gave me 3 or 4 real anchor points instead. And suddenly I could see my whole project clearly again instead of drowning in it. And this is from, and that was from Jay, that's how I'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a couple. We spent years running our own farming supply company, so we were used to building things from the ground up. But launching a humanitarian project felt like a different animal entirely, and we were starting to overload ourselves trying to plan for everything at once. This booklet, it's a booklet and teaching the whole program, didn't hand us more to do. It showed us what to actually pay attention to first. We're genuinely excited now about how our humanitarian work is shaping up. It finally feels like a structure we can build on instead of a mountain we're staring up at. I think I have another one, but we've been getting a lot of testimonials. That's for startup clarity. But here's
okay.
What I want to say to everybody. Our classes are not information. They're strategy, but they have they have many things going on in them, but they're kind of so you can't notice. Number one, what most people are dealing with is trying to fit a humanitarian project into an already busy life. Like, how do I think about it? How do I design it? Who's going to be around me? All of that. I struggled with that. When I first heard of the currencies, I was like, how am I going to get out of my life? How do I say it? What do I do? I mean, how do you design it? Please write this down. This is the most important thing. Has anybody ever turned to you and said, since you were a child, what do you want to experience? What do you want to experience? So what Startup Clarity does, and what all of our classes do, because we're going to be offering these two classes, but I need to really show you the category distinction about them. It's always working from the premise of, now as a sovereign, you're going to be able to say, what do I really want to experience? Is it freedom? Is it contribution? Is it, how do I want to live my life while also doing a project? Now, I know a lot of people that are doing projects, and they're basically just doing a lateral move from their very busy, very driven. It's not pretty to look at. Not. They're just going to be running, 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 chasing, 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 doing, 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 doing. This is not for those people. Obviously, with 251 classes, I'm not sitting eating bonbons and just being on the big call.
Bonbons.
Well, that's true. I'm doing
bonbons.
What I'm...
No bonbons for you, Sue.
No bonbons for you. But you can tell, and this is what I want for everybody. When you're doing something that you're passionate about, and I have two passions, getting people to be passionate and know what they love. And then the second part is doing it so they also have a sovereign life. And what does that mean? That means you're self-directed. You're learning, this is where I'm at my best. This is how I can be there for my family. This is how I design it. That's what these classes do. You can't, it's just not out there. And ask the people in the classes. They say they can't even put a price on how much better their life has already gotten. And I'm really, really proud of that. Really proud of it. I haven't been doing this for 5 years. I've been doing it for 35 years. 35 years. But after 35 years, I've been able to trot around in the health space, the leadership space, the entrepreneurship space, the big project space. I've been able to see and learn about the new ways that people, especially when we start getting into AI, if you're not slowing down, so this is going to help you to slow down and
yes.
And get really clear. Most people can't slow down unless they have a space to go to slow mm-hmm. down, specifically for founders and project people. You can't
yes.
go to your church and have a whole thing taught to you by somebody that's worked on international projects. You can't do that. That's going to show you how to rewire your brain so you're considering, how do I want to feel? What do I want to experience? How do I design this? You can go and you can watch people being innovative and doing this and doing that and telling you to make millions of dollars and grow, 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 but they're not teaching you how to have a fulfilled life and make a contribution. That That design problem hasn't even been on the planet yet. So, if you're a person that wants to be busy and be the operator of your project and you know what you're doing and you're happy with your life, this is not for you. Totally, just skip over it.
Forget about it.
But if you're a person, a couple, who want to sit down and sit in your bedroom and start to unwind from the hurry, from the
hustle bustle,
from this self-abandonment, intense self-abandonment in the modern world. Everybody's just doing just to keep up. The opportunity in these two classes, Serious Play and Startup Clarity, is you're going to get to slow down and you're going to get, because they're meditations, you're going to get the insight on how do I say to the people, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to be involved. This is where I want to focus in the rhythm that's designed for your unique. We're not saying one size fits all. And I have it from the pod. They say you never tell us what to do. You just give us the scaffolding, the permission to say, what do I really want to experience in this? And how do I articulate it? And then how do I get the people to design it with me? It's going to be like that. And that's our unique, we call it the sovereign advantage. But it is the sovereign advantage. You just have to be able to deepen and focus on it so that you can create it the way you and your team want. So here's what you do. If you're one of those people that want to have a fulfilling life, you have two options. You can get one or you can get both. But Startup Clarity, 3 hour-and-a-half classes for just $150. And then you've got Serious Play, which I would go with Startup Clarity first and then Serious Play. Just having those, we don't know how long. And they unfortunately, because we've got to get moving, we have to shut it down when the 800 numbers come out. So these are very unique, very deep, very engaging, and very move you ahead with peer-reviewed science involved. This is not just woo-woo. This is Christ's teachings applied to how are we going to build the new earth in a way that takes into consideration we're getting people out of slave mentality. That's what we're doing. Scientifically, you can't listen to one of our meditations and not have your brain rewiring at a higher, better level. It's impossible. That's the way your brain works. So, $150 for either Serious Play or Serious Play and Startup Clarity. You can get both. Just send us an email to IntegratedMinds, IntegratedMinds, @hushmail.com. And just put in whatever title. And we'll be getting that out to you within 24 hours. And it's really up to you. Can you sit and have your mind and your thoughts and your emotions ready to consciously design your life, to consciously build something that, I mean, can you tell that I have fun? And fun is really about flow, being where you're doing something that has meaning to you. I'm not I'm not watching social media or doing vapid things. I'm investing my attention. Are you going to invest yours? That's my segment.
Thank you, Sue. Well said. You're nice welcome. Finish. Yes.
You like that? I know. You like the musical end to that. Boom, boom.
I like it. Yes. I like the word vapid. Interesting.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, Sue. I think that's a very good explanation, and it helps people to see what other people have enjoyed in those classes and what they can enjoy. But they have to begin to slow down.
Yeah.
So thank
slow
you
down
for that,
to speed
Sue.
Up. Slow down to speed
yeah.
up.
Slow down to speed up. Oh, God. Okay. Thank you.
Oh,
all right.
Oh,
Sue.
I feel bad that we didn't pray for you. Let's do a quick prayer for Bruce.
Oh, okay. All right.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
Well,
attention
I mean,
in any, attention in any shape. Okay, let's go. Here we go. Everyone, just put your hands on your heart and think of all that Bruce has done for all of us. And think of how he's shown up and been made himself available to be the catcher of the best intel that's out there. And just to be diligent and conscientious. And so we see him surrounded with all the gratitude of the big call, the heavenly armies, Christ, every iota of holy healing, fire, and anointing. And we surround him with this beautiful energy of gratitude, healing, and miracle recovery in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. I'm still thinking about Jerry and his puppy dog, but that's okay.
No.
I really am thinking about that. Ah. Well, thank you. Thank you, Sue. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And, yeah. Well, we'll talk a little bit about a little bit of everything in my intel segment tonight. I got a few things I think I'm going to bring out. And then there was Bob. Bob, we did enjoy your time with us on the Big Call last week, but we really missed you being here for the entire call. So thank you for being there, Bob, and tell us everything you can about the new stuff that you have to offer tonight.
Yeah, I do. I have a new product. It's actually an iteration of a product, but because of an additive that we put into it, an all-natural thing, it's turning out to be brand new. But first off, I have a few testimonials.
Oh, good.
And, you know, we keep getting more and more testimonials, Bruce, about the Good Night formula. It just never stops. It's like every single week somebody new has tried it and really, really likes it. And this has been, like, going on, like, 8 years now that this has been happening.
Okay.
And it's just amazing. This person just wrote one sentence. This has got to be the best sleeping aid on the market without THC.
Oh, right.
So THC is tetrahydrocannabinol, which is an active ingredient that is, you know, can be hallucinogenic. So it's the strong stuff. And we got a testimonial. Listen, this is about vitamin D.
Okay.
Two or three of these every day chases my threat of diabetes away forever. My blood test before and after proved the point. I was pre-diabetic after a bad bout with COVID that almost killed me. These little capsules solve that problem. And, you know, during the time of COVID, Bruce, we heard lots and lots of reports that were coming out of doctors' offices and hospitals that people that had higher vitamin D levels had a much easier time recovering from COVID.
Right.
And so I'm not surprised to hear that this person, you know, had that success that they did.
That's great. Yeah, with vitamin D, yeah, that's so important for all of us, Bob, to have that and take that daily, because we're not getting what we need to get from the sun. A lot of times it's way too hot out now to be out in the sun very long. You fry out there, and that's a wonderful remedy. I love that that happened for him. And that whole con job 19, a.k.a. COVID, the con job 19, hopefully most of the people on the big call did not get the jab and did not, you know, weren't subject to all of the minutia and everything that came in it. It was just a strong, you know, a strong virus, a flu. It was just another form of flu. And I didn't get it, and I didn't take the jab, and I hope you guys didn't either.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And one last testimonial is about the Dynamic Combo, which is our Gladiator Barley and Boomer Boost together. This one says, this combo ensures my good nutrition for the whole day. It takes all the pressure off finding things to eat. I can then eat lighter because my body is not starving for nutrition.
Right.
The foundation is already there. Thank you. And we've been telling people this for many years, Bruce, 15 years exactly, that when your body gets well nourished from taking really great nutritional supplements, you're going to eat less food, and there'll be less obesity, because people quite often are craving more and more food because they're malnourished, because they're eating food that has very little nutrition in it.
Right. Exactly.
And here's a testimonial 15 years later saying that exact thing.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
So, Bruce, we have a couple of sales that are going on. One that is the sale that's the 10% off sale. So the three products that are part of it is our probiotics and lignans, and also our Boomer Boost. And this is a sale where if you buy two, you get 10% off your order. So you can get two of the same thing, or one of the other, and you can get up to three of each. So that sale is still going on. And then we also have a sale where we're doing this sale with two products that have almost the exact same name. One of them is the collagen peptides, and the other is our collagene product. And so the collagen peptides, this is type 1 and type 3 collagen. It's really good for your skin and your hair and your nails, which is really important. Your skin is, you know, the largest organ in your body, and it starts to get cross-linked and dry and wrinkly as you age from lack of collagen. So this is really important. And the other, the collagene, one of the things it does is it stimulates your own genome to produce type 2 collagen. And type 2 collagen helps to make cartilage. There's other compounds that mix together to make cartilage, including Agrican, which is also stimulated by this product. And in addition, there's a really powerful pain blocker in the collagene. And so what this is when you get your collagene, you're going to get the second product, which is the collagen peptides, and you're going to get that 40% off. So that's also a really good sale.
Okay. All right.
The last thing I wanted to say, Bruce, is this. So for quite a while, we've been working on a new product where we're going to take our Myotrol, which is in pill form, and instead now we have it in a liquid form, and we significantly enhanced it. And so typically when people would take the collagen pills, it would be to help to build muscle, help give them more energy, and to help with brain-derived nootropic factor, which is a precursor to neurogenesis and neuroplasticity. And
okay, Bob, do you mean the Myotrol pills?
Yes, the Myotrol
pills. You said
pills.
Collagen. You meant Myotrol pills. Okay.
The Myotrol pills. Thank you, Bruce. So when you take those, all those things happen where you are going to gain muscle and energy. Your brain is going to have better opportunity to regenerate itself. And it takes about, you would normally take the pills and an hour later you can start to feel the effect of it. Now with the liquid that we have, it is much faster acting, and some people notice a difference with it just in a few minutes. And so one of the good things about it is people will be able to take this 2 ounce of liquid single serve. It's a 2 ounce shot, so to speak, and then you just unscrew the top and drink it. And it tastes really good. And you can do this if you're going to be going for a hike, you're going to go to the gym to work out, you're going to go swimming, or something that is going to require a boost of energy and also elevate your mood. And the other thing is, and perhaps most importantly, there's a new ingredient in this. It's called quinic acid. And quinic acid is present in a few different types of fruit. And in this case, we're getting it from kiwi. And there's been quite a number of studies about quinic acid, including studies that are showing the effects on your brain. And it essentially is saying that for people that have depressive tendencies, that the quinic acid is proving to improve mood. And never before has there been a product out there that has quinic acid and also an upregulating factor for brain-derived nootropic factor. Right? And already we're seeing with people that have been in the trial some pretty dramatic turnarounds where one person had reported just having generally in their life a down mood and been that way for many, many years, 25 years, and that after taking these single servings for a few days, it started to turn around, and now after about 10 days, it's made a complete 180-degree turnaround, where not only do they not feel like melancholy anymore, but they're actually feeling very joyful and optimistic and grateful and noticing all the good things about life. And this is the reason, for that reason is why we put quinic acid into these shots. You can't really find anything else like this. This is an advancement of significant and meaningful, it's really like a quantum leap in the world of functional drinks. And there are other drinks out there that people can get that are like 5-hour energy drinks or the Celsius drinks that are supposed to be functional drinks, but there isn't anything anywhere close on the market to what this is. This has all the ingredients that are in the Myotrol pills, plus it's faster acting, and also it has quinic acid, which has the ability to penetrate the blood-brain barrier and have an immediate effect on upregulating your mood.
Mm.
So this product was first conceived in a discussion with Eric Kurtz about 9 months ago, and it took all this time to actually bring it to the marketplace. We had to formulate it and test it and do beta testing for it, and then find a company that would actually make this for us in relatively small amounts. We wanted to just get a couple of thousand bottles of this in order for people to be able to try it. And so people can buy it in a 3-pack, or you can buy it in a case of 12.
Okay.
And so you can just select that right on the screen, which one you want.
Okay.
And there's lots of more information on the website about it, and lots of FAQs as well.
Okay.
So that's what we have going on, Bruce. It is 16 minutes after 10. If anybody has more questions about the Myotrol liquid or anything else that they have questions about, they can go ahead and give us a call on our 800 number.
Okay, Bob. Thank you for that, and I appreciate the explanation of that new liquid version of the Myotrol. And it's in a shot form, meaning 2 ounces liquid. You turn that up, take that. You could do it daily or before a big workout or before, doing something outside, sport event, whatever, swimming, like you mentioned. And it sounds good. It sounds really good, actually. And I like the fact that it's got the quinic acid in it, which was not part of the Myotrol pills. The quinic acid will help elevate your mind, just bring up your mental state, especially if you're a little bit depressed or you fight that idea of depression. This will really help jack that right up. So thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. All right. Realize to get to Bob's website, the best way is to go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. When you get on there, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's site. Then you can go through and look at the products that he mentioned on, and then see what's on sale. At the on sale drop-down menu, you can go check it all out and learn all the additional information, for example, about the Myotrol liquid. And that's terrific. So check it out. Also, if you need customer support, like Bob mentioned, the toll-free number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that'll bring you into customer support, and when you get there, if you don't get picked up right away, leave your name and phone number, and they will call you right back. As soon as their screen clears and they get off the call, they'll call you right back. And they're really good at doing that. Really good at doing that. So do that if you need it. If you don't, just go through the site, put whatever order it is you want to do, put that together, and boy, I tell you what, I like hearing good testimonies about Good Night Formula. It definitely will help you sleep through the night and dream better. And in my case, I remember my dreams 2 and 3 days later, and I try to analyze them. And that's kind of fun. And then I love the idea of Myotrol. And now in liquid form, which is going to be cool to try that out, too. That'll be really good. So I appreciate that, Bob. Very good. I love that explanation of that. All right, guys. Time to get into the Intel segment. All right. I want to talk about a couple of things. One thing that's interesting, I did not know until Jeannie mentioned it in her prayer tonight about Indonesia. I'm really basically staying away from the news. I catch a little bit here and there, and I'm very specific. I go to Newsmax and One America News. That's it. But I'll occasionally hear something on the Weather Channel or whatever about what's going on. Like in, you know what we had in Venezuela with the earthquake there. Then we heard about the earthquake down in, the two earthquakes in Venezuela and the one down in Colombia, South America, I think was a 7.5. And I am not up to speed on how that recovery is going. I am not up to speed on it yet. And then now, here we are in the Ring of Fire, Indonesia, which is in the Ring of Fire, and they had a 7.7? Oy, that's a lot. That is a lot. Now, where I'm going to take this, on Sunday night, two nights ago, one of our leaders in the, See, my mind's not quite there tonight, guys. I'm going to try to get this out the best I can. One of our Redemption Center leaders went in Sunday night to check rates on the Redemption Center screens. Not Forex, not a bank screen, Redemption Center screen. And what he came back with, and what I wasn't feeling well Sunday at all, but yet I did hear the information that he had was that there were four currencies that were flashing, but then slower and then slower, and then they got to where you could actually see a rate on these four. What were the four currencies? Iraqi dinar, the dong.
Dong,
yes. Then we also had the Venezuelan Bolivar. Did I get that right? Yeah, Venezuelan Bolivar. And fourth was the Indonesian Rupiah. Now, we did. I got rates on dinar and dong, but I did not get rates on the other two. But I think it's interesting that the Rupiah was up on the screen with some rate. And here they just, I guess, that earthquake, did that happen yesterday? Is that when it happened? On Monday? I don't know when it happened. But I think that's interesting that, and you know, Indonesia is one of our currencies that probably a lot of us have, you know? And so did those rates stay up? I don't think so. But I don't even know right now, today, Tuesday, whether they're up on the screens or what currencies we have up. Our contact said he's waiting for an email tomorrow that probably will give him some idea of whether to go in or when to go in, and whether it may not be until Thursday. So we'll have to see how that flushes out. But in terms of when is this going to go, what I have heard from a Redemption Center leader and another Intel provider is they're going to try to do it this week, and later this week, meaning later in the week to me is Thursday, Friday. But if not, then the weekend. So I think military, of course, gives the true green light for when this actually will kick in for us. But I believe we're in pretty good hands under President Trump's direction as commander-in-chief to let this go at the appropriate time. And, you know, where we thought it might be Monday or Tuesday today that we'd at least get notified, it looks like we've been pushed to later this week or, if not, the weekend. So, that's not a whole lot of intel. So I thought what I'd do tonight is tell you briefly, there's a lot of interest in the med beds, the so-called holographic medical beds. And I want to let you know that I know there's some stuff out there and there's videos and there's different things on it, but I can tell you this much. They're fully operational in certain med bed centers that are not necessarily military. I mean, they're not in military installations. And I know of some, and I know of two specifically, because our contact has witnessed everything that's been going on for 23 to 25 people. They were all military. They all had major disabilities, missing limbs, missing arms, missing legs. This one guy came in, he had no arms and one leg. He's in a wheelchair with one leg, no arms. Been like that for 9 years. He gets wheeled in there. My contact helps load him into the med bed. And it took that entire thing for him took about 40 minutes to get completely, totally restored, everything. And there's a lot of stories. I'm not going to go into the details on all these stories, but some of them were pretty amazing, because it's amazing enough to see a new leg built, or a new leg from the knee down, or a new arm from the elbow down. This was common. This is every day for what my contact has witnessed. And I know about it secondhand. But I can tell you what these med beds are like. They're picture laying down like on an x-ray bed. But in this case, you got a pad maybe an inch and a half thick. You lay on that. It's got a sheet over it. And the top of this thing, they call it a clamshell. It does not cover you. It goes over you. You lay down, you can look at a screen above, and it will show you kind of what the med bed is seeing in your body. It sees down to the cellular level. And they give you something to put you in a very calm, quiet, no movement mode. By frequency, they find your DNA, and if you're still and you're not fidgety and all that, they find your DNA, you're just laying there, you're sort of in a semi-sleep state pretty much, and then obviously, you know, you're not moving around while things are being done to your body. So most everything takes place, like we're talking a new arm or a leg regenerated in 18 to 20 minutes. So what's interesting is this so-called clamshell that comes over, there's 18 inches between the mattress pad, which is a thin pad, and the screen, 18 inches. So you're not covered. It's not like a claustrophobic MRI. It's not like that at all. And they have a screen outside, and they have a person in an office with a laptop with a screen, and then basically you would load your information that you want to have done in that office with that assistant before you get loaded in. And some of the people that had no legs or was missing a leg, they get a little help getting out. They get a little help walking them. They go to a little bit of a treadmill kind of a thing where they can hold both sides of it. Well, it takes you on a little thing so you can practice walking again. If that's your condition, practice walking. And then once you do that, you're able to walk down the hall or whatever like that. You do wear a hospital-type gown. They have a changing room where you change your clothes into a hospital gown, put that on, and then you would have, if you need help, you'd get some help getting into the med bed. Now, what's interesting is that this thing works evidently on a frequency range of 0.1 to 10 tetrahertz. Remember, H-E-R-T-Z, hertz. Hertz is named after, I believe it's a German scientist And this whole thing is based on cycles per second, frequency. CPS, cycles per second, more modernly is called hertz. So 1/10 to 10 tetrahertz. That's the frequency range that we believe this is operating in. And I know there are different versions of the so-called med beds, but we know that the Secret Space Force had these in the form of a regeneration tank. Different system, but same concept for healing. That's a whole other can of worms. But that particular regen tank, as they called it, regen, works similarly and has been used for, gosh, I'm going to say at least since the 50s or 60s. In outer space. You guys will go, oh, don't roll your eyes. Oh, Bruce has lost it now. No, not really. This technology has been out there for a while. And our military is in control of it. And they want us to go after the exchanges start. And it'll go pretty quickly after the exchanges start. And supposedly, the general public will be made aware of this about 10 days after we start on the med beds. I told you guys that as a ZIM holder, you're considered a sovereign. I told you that if you have a dire need, like me, you can barely see, and whatever else I've got going on, that I would be given special access to it right away, a couple of days after I exchange, which is great. I can't wait. I'm much more interested in going to the med beds than I am in trillions and quadrillions of dollars, much more. Doesn't mean I'm going to turn down the exchange at all. But I kind of wish I had eyes for my exchange, but I don't. But I'll work through it somehow. So that's going to happen very quickly for us. And then let's say after I went or whoever else goes in that initial phase, 10 days later, we're understanding that the public will be made aware of it. Now, the only people that I know, I've heard of a few hospice patients that got in because, you know, they were on their deathbed. I've heard of a lot of military, probably about 25 so far, that I know of that have been in the med beds. There's probably a lot more, but that's only the ones I know. And I know some of them were flown in specifically for this, military or former military. And I know what age they went back to in every case. So I just wanted to give you guys an overview because I think you guys wonder, well, I wonder if he really knows what he's talking about. Yeah, I do. And I think it's fascinating technology, and I'm giving God the credit for it because every good and perfect gift comes down from above. This technology, you know, what did the Bible say about the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, kind of referring to Satan? But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, John 10:10. Well, guess what? This technology is not there to kill me, to injure or destroy. You know, it's there to heal. So I am all in. Count me in. I cannot wait. And I think it's fascinating that we have it and it's there and we've got plenty of med bed centers throughout the U.S. and in Canada. And we also have them in 77 countries around the globe. 77,000 med beds. Check that. 77,000 med bed centers with two med beds in each one internationally around the globe. I can't tell you how many are in each country or which countries and all that, but believe me, they'll be making more and more and bringing them online as they can, as they see that. Now, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about us. I'm hoping later this week, which to me is Thursday, Friday, comes to fruition. If not the weekend, okay, that'd be great too. But I just wanted to let you guys know a little bit of information on what my experience secondhand has been on the holographic, H-A-L-O, holographic medical beds. Don't fall for an other imitation, some other kind of deal. This one and that one. This one does that. Well, that one does this. Well, guess what? This does everything. Everything that's wrong with you is going to be fixed. I think whether you know you got a problem or not, it's still going to read it. The first 6 minutes of the time in the bed, you're getting scanned. It's scanning you. It's picking up your DNA, and it's seeing what is not right, what is not right with you. And then it goes to repairing it. I think it's absolutely fascinating. And I'm excited about it for everybody, not just for me, but for everybody else who needs it. What do we have to do in the meantime? We've got, in the meantime, which is where we are, we've got to try to be as healthy as we can. That's Boomer Boost and Barley. It's Myotrol, maybe the new liquid Myotrol. It's vitamin D3. You know, it's sleep well. If you need a good night formula to help you go to sleep and stay asleep, get it. Absolutely a wonderful thing. Just make sure you're getting the proper nutrition. We don't have the right nutrition anymore in our food. Okay, so these are supplements to give you the nutrition. And if you're eating junk food or going out and eating junk food, you're not getting it there either. God knows what you're really getting. Okay, so make sure that you try to eat healthy. Eat healthy and stay, drink water. Don't drink a bunch of Coke or Pepsi or a bunch of sweet tea, Southerners. Get out of the sweet tea. Sugar is the enemy. It's more addictive than cocaine. Get out of the sugar deal. Get out of soft drinks. Even your diet soft drinks are no good. Oh, that's all right, Bruce. I eat like a huge meal and a Diet Coke. Well, forget the diet. Diet Coke, drink water, people. Drink water. Okay? And stay hydrated. Now, I don't mean to do Bob's health segment, but I felt like that's important to do. Sue is a little fountain of energy all the time. I don't know if she's ever really been down. I've known her for over 10 years, maybe 11 years now. But she eats right. She's on OMAD, one meal a day. OMAD, one meal a day. And she does her coffee in the morning, but then she does her OMAD. And she's fit. She walks quite a bit. She works out, dancing, workouts. And she is probably the most fit person at her age that I've ever known. She's like a 20 or 30-year-old. And you can do it. She's proven that. So she knows what she's talking about when it comes to health and fitness. And she is kind of the epitome. She's the poster girl for what fitness looks like. So speaking of Sue, she is offering one of her two latest classes, which is Startup Clarity. Three classes, $150. And then there's a follow-up called, help me out, Sue, called
Serious Play.
Serious Play this would sort of be the follow-up to Startup Clarity. If you ordered one, get Startup Clarity. If you want to get both, listen to Startup Clarity first and then go to Serious Play. And as Sue mentioned in her segment, she's got some great testimonials on them, and they really will prepare you for what you're about to look at as a founder of a project or as a project leader. It'll help you to really be prepared for it. And I recommend both. Both are three classes for $150 for each class. So if you want to get both, let her know that. In an email, put in the subject line, Startup Clarity, or put in Serious Play, or maybe put both. But it's $150 each, and you can pay with PayPal or any number of ways. Sue will help you and invoice you if you don't have PayPal. Send the email to Integrated Minds, Integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. So, send that off to her. She said she could turn it around in 24 hours. Watch your emails. Watch for the initial feedback when you send her one, and then keep an eye on it as she's sending you the emails to tell you how to pay for it. And then once you do that, she'll be sending you an audio-only email of both classes, one link for one class, one link for the other, in an email. So you'll get that and click on it, and then you can go through each class. She recommends one class a week, meaning 1 hour and a half approximate per week, and then just go through them as time permits. You have to take some time for your mind, your body, your soul to assimilate everything. It's not all informational. It's experiential. There's music to it to relax you, and there's also a meditation, and it's interactive with people that were on the class live. So it's going to be a cool experience for you to check that out. All right? So please do that. Let me think if there's anything else I wanted to mention. Yeah, I will mention something else. Remember I told you guys about Peter Santinello. Peter Santinello. I think it's S-A-N-T-I-N-E-L-L-O. Peter Santinello's YouTube channel. Now, I don't get up here and start touting people to listen to. Go to this guy. Go to that guy. I don't do that. Never have in 15 years. But I did find this guy on YouTube, and I've been watching a lot of his videos all over the country. He does these videos where he interviews people and all that all over the country, and they're very fascinating. And today and yesterday, I saw two different videos that he did about Western North Carolina. Remember, now the video that he shot was about 7 months after the flooding and so on took place out there. And that alone is a strange thing, how all that happened. How could Hurricane Helene get split in two like it did? What the heck is that about? You know, you know what I think about it. So what he talked about was the fact that there had a lot of Christian organizations that had come to help and volunteer. FEMA did some help in some areas. They had some money for the people that had lost homes, but it wasn't enough to get them rebuilt. It was like $20,000, $33,000, whatever. It was not enough to bring their homes back. And there are still a lot of people that are in temporary housing, like trailers and different types of things like that. But they're trying to rebuild the roads. There's a lot going on, and I'm sure since that video was shot, there's more going on. But what happens is you forget about it. If it's not front page or it's not in the news, after the first week or so, people go, boom, whatever. They don't care. They're on to something else. but there's still quite a big need. Back in the back country, they call them hollers, back in the back country of North Carolina, I've been there. I've been through it. I used to drive from Sugar Mountain, the back roads up to Asheville, teaching tennis in Asheville at the Great Smokies Mountain Hilton, because I was teaching in Sugar Mountain indoors in an indoor bubble. Well, then we came down and we taught some indoors at the Great Smokies Mountain Hilton. But we'd take the back way and we'd go through Bat Cave and Spruce Pine and some of those little towns I can't even remember. And so it's an interesting, beautiful part of the country. But it'll never be exactly like it was. But you know what? People are down there. And, you know, a big shout-out to the Amish, because the Amish were coming from Pennsylvania and maybe some other areas, too. I don't know. But they come, and those guys know how to build. They pulled everything out of the homes that they could salvage and repurpose, okay? And then they were there building. And those guys are terrific. There were a lot of different organizations, but mainly the work was being done, let's say, by the Amish and also people in the church groups. Baptist on Mission is a major player down there. Baptists on Mission. And then you've got other churches that send crews to come in, and they may flip a crew every week, kind of like a mission trip, where they'd come in for a week and get a bunch of stuff done. But some of the people are staying for weeks and months at a time to help out. And that is where we're going to start Rebuild America, is on in Western North Carolina. We have a group of about 12 of us that have already met by phone and email, and I have a leader in the pod who has helped coordinate that for me. Shout out to A. And we're going to get together up there and stay in that area where we can go out and see exactly what is being done. And a special shout out to James, also an early pod member. And I spoke to him today for probably an hour, and he's up to speed on everything. The wildfires out west, everywhere from Colorado to California to Washington State. That is a crazy thing, what's going on with all these fires. It's just nuts. So we're going to start and see what we can do. Now, initially, our help will primarily be financial. Unless I have a group that has skills that want to dedicate time to rebuilding or helping in some way. But I'm telling you, where we can help the people by giving to these organizations, but I think we'll also help by trying to take care of the actual families, the people themselves that have lost everything. And we'll all put all that together. That's where our first so-called regional get-together will be. And I know kind of where I think we want to stay, and I know how we want to do it, where we'll fly into, and all that good stuff. So I'm just saying this to say that's where I'm intending to start. And then we'll go from there. I don't know what we can do for the Palisades necessarily or what we can do for Maui. They're really slow in both places on permitting for rebuild efforts. But I know we can help out all over the country. And I'll need people from all over the country to help me with this vision. Because remember, I'm looking for 5,000 Big Call listeners or more that can get the vision for rebuilding this country. There's Rebuild America. I'll have a URL tied to that with an interactive type format where you can enter information, and we'll try to work with you knowing that. And then we're also going to have Rebuild International. And you know what? that starts with the Caribbean islands that have been affected by hurricanes. And I told you guys about the Dominican Republic, Haiti, if we can get there. We'll get there eventually, but it might not be immediate. We got Jamaica. We got the Bahamas. There's some areas there where we think we can maybe make a difference. And that's what we want to do, is help people make a difference in their own lives. Now you switch over and you go, well, wait a minute. What about Venezuela and the earthquake and all of that rebuild? Oh, yeah. Oh, what about Colombia? Bruce, you speak Spanish. Yep. I can do it with some Spanish speakers that would join with me. Yep. So, I mean, we've got a lot that we can do, and we can start in this country. We can begin here and see where this thing goes. Ideally, we're going to do communities and small towns initially. Then when we're right and when we're ready, we can approach larger cities and get to inner city. And I want to get regenerative farming going big time. I want to get community farms in inner city space, especially big time. I want to see the church step up. I want to see the AME churches in black communities step up and help take care over inner city community gardens. I want to see that we can grow food, grow fresh vegetables organically in these gardens, and then get canning or jarring of these vegetables, make it available, and maybe the church, which is supposed to be the storehouse, can handle that once the growing and that stuff, the harvesting takes place. And if I can find the right church leaders in those areas to take over, now our community gardens become part of the church's food bank, and they can help distribute food and so on. This is how I'm envisioning that for the inner city. Now, it could also happen in a small town, too. But I want to try to see us create opportunities. And Sue was big to talk to me about music. And you guys know I love my music. And I want to see that happen and try, if they don't have one or two, create an outdoor venue, amphitheater style, for musical acts. And I want to get arts back, in arts and music back in the game. Get these kids off of the screens, get their video game selves outside and do some things, have some fun playing games and doing the stuff that all of us did growing up. And talking tennis courts, talking first tee program. Quite a bit can be done. Quite a bit. So, that is the vision that I have to try to rebuild this. And I said 5,000 looking for 100 volunteers in 50 states. That kind of a thing. That's how I'm coming up with 5,000. Hopefully it'll be more than that. And I think once we get started, and believe me, the word will get out. Hey, did you see those guys from Rebuild America? Who are those guys? We're going to try to do it on the down low as possible. And any funds that we give, we're going to try to do it where they don't trace it back to us individually, but it would go back to a trust or some kind of an organization that's handling the money, you know, so that we're not literally giving from our own accounts to people. You know, there's a whole art to that. Some of it is putting into a trust where it dead ends at the attorney's office. They can't find out anything. Yeah, we'll see how that comes together. But I'm excited about getting started in this. And I look forward to it, just like you guys, into getting underway and then getting our projects underway. And I want to see North Carolina even better than it was. That's saying a lot. Western North Carolina, tip of Virginia, little bit of Eastern Tennessee, all those areas that were affected, maybe even Northern Georgia, you know, South Carolina, the so-called South Carolina upcountry that might have been affected by it. I mean, and you know what? Man, if you've got the... On one sec, I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. So, that's basically what I wanted to get out to you guys. The Amish or the Mennonites they would be the best neighbors we could ever ask for. And I just love the fact that they're volunteer-minded people. And they're hard workers, and they're good, skilled people. And maybe we'll get some things started, and maybe the Amish will help out. We don't know. I don't know. But I'm excited about what I'm seeing on Peter Santinello's site. And he's a YouTuber, man, big time. And I've learned a lot about a lot of parts of the country that I didn't really know much about. And we know that we can find the towns and the communities that need our help. It's going to be incredible, and I'm looking forward to getting started. So that's what I had to say for tonight. Send Sue those emails. Get those two classes, one or the other or both, and she should be able to turn that around in 24 hours. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Let's hope that we get the right information on our start, on our timeline, by Thursday night's call. Okay? And we're going to believe for that. Let's pray out. First, let me thank Sue and Bob and everybody listening in Big Call Universe. Thank you, Jeannie. It was a great, great submission tonight. Pastor Scott, I hope you're doing okay. And obviously, thank you, Doug and GCK, for all your technical help. So, guys, let's pray out the call. Lord God, we just thank you that things are moving behind the scenes. Sometimes we can see it, sometimes we can't. Thank you for the technology of the holographic medical beds. Thank you that that's waiting for us, but we got to get in the Redemption Center first. Thank you for just everything moving forward in the right direction in our lives. Thank you that we will help to rebuild international as well as rebuild America. Give us a good couple of days until Thursday. Bring in the information we need. Lord God, thank you for the peace that passes all understanding in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we pray. Amen and amen. Well, guys, have a great couple of days. We'll see you on Thursday. God bless you.